What is it about real estate investment that, in your view, makes it so special as an avenue for creating financial freedom?
Well, John, when I first started, it was so great for me because you could buy properties, and I did buy many properties, that provided great cash flows. I could buy them with 5%, 10% down, and the rents that I collected not only paid all the expenses, but in fact contributed a substantial amount of income, paying for my college career all the way through my PhD. But at the same time, I was paying down my mortgage balance. So even though where I bought, and I've written on this several times in the past, the homes and the properties that I bought did not appreciate very much. The cash flows from those properties were so strong that they permitted me the ability to pay them off and turn $1,000 into $10,000 or $10,000 into $100,000 over a relatively short period of time. 10 or 12 years would be the typical payoff on my properties. Now, there are many other benefits. I love the entrepreneurial aspect of property. I can look at a property, and this is a talent that I've nurtured over the years, but to see what I can do with that, how I can create value with that property beyond its current status. And that's really where real estate, in my view, gives people opportunities that they don't have with stocks or bonds. Because with a stock or a bond, you're a passive investor. If the market goes up, great. If it goes down, well, not so good. But with property, through your entrepreneurial talents, everything from searching for the properties to renovating and rehabilitating them, to finding the best tenant market to aim for, in your management, how you can look for ways to reduce expenses. Some people look at this as a burden, as a hassle. I look at it as an opportunity. It's a way for me to increase my wealth, increase my income, and increase the product that I'm offering to my customers, my tenants.
Now, when you describe your early experiences in real estate, it's quite a rosy picture you paint. But I think most of us feel that the real estate market has changed. And as we're talking today, is in something of a down cycle. Many people seem to be saying it's time to get out of real estate and revisit the stock market or other vehicles of wealth creation.